I'm in the middle of a huge warehouse in Lagos. This is where all the goods for Konga.com are stored and then sent out to customers across the country. It must be about the size of a couple of football pitches. And in front of me, an endless sea of shelves, most of them full of clothes. And then on the other side, there are loads of white goods, the bigger products that are all stacked up. I'm joined here by Olatomiwa Akande, who's showing us around. Tell me, what are the big movers? What's selling fastest here?
Konga's biggest selling product, I would say, are the electronics and mobile devices, so mobile phones, computers, and lots of clothes and shoes.
We've come into a room here where lots of photos are being taken of all the goods that are coming in. So right now, boxes of shoes. Guys, you must be taking lots of photos of things you want to buy yourselves.
Every day, new stuff's coming, mainly fashion.
So what's the strangest thing that came out of the box and you went, what on earth is this?
Maybe... Am I supposed to say that?
Somebody's just said it, sex toys.
I've never seen it.
We're just walking down the aisles of one side of the warehouse where all the larger goods are. Here I'm surrounded by washing machines. We've got microwave ovens, massive 58-inch television. What does it say? Made in China. People do like things large in Nigeria, whether it's a big house or a big car.
I think Nigerians are very aspirational people. Nigerians are not just content with, I have this and this is fine. They always feel like I can have better.
It would be fair to say Nigerians deserve better when it comes to the politicians they've had to put up with over the years. Businesses struggle with enormous challenges like erratic power supply and decrepit infrastructure that successive governments have failed to fix.
In spite of the problems we encounter, we are still making giant leaps forward.
Kunle Ogoneye is the marketplace director for Konga.com.
Once we can get quality government, the sky is the limit for us.
And you think that can happen one day, because it clearly hasn't yet.
I really believe it's about to happen, because I believe more Nigerians are now fed up with the mediocrity that we've been living through for decades.
Now this design, it has the map of Nigeria on it.
Yomi Faneye shows me one of the t-shirts he's designed. He sells them via the Konga.com website and has just come to drop off a delivery for dispatch to a customer.
My parents are British citizens. They live in the UK. I decided to stay in Nigeria and to build my business in Nigeria because I know that the kind of opportunity of building the business is greater for me as a Nigerian citizen than going out there to the UK.
And there are 170 million or so potential Nigerians, customers here.
That was actually what motivated me to start the business.
Well, we're just setting off now with a package that's going off to a customer. First problem, the van's just gone into a huge ditch in the gutter on the side of the road. The infrastructure here on the streets of Lagos presents many challenges for the drivers. So I've jumped in the front of the van here, and I'm with the driver. Your name is?
Anthony.
What are some of the problems you face when you're out on the streets of Lagos trying to get through all this traffic?
Sometimes the area boys try to, check us up when we are trying to deliver some goods.
So area boys, these are the kinds of thugs you could call them?
Exactly.
And then they'll try and get a bribe out of you so that you can pass them?
You got it, brother. You got it. God is just saving us from all those bandits.
God is saving you from those bandits.
I'm telling you, brother.
And here we are, job done. We've arrived at the office of Kunbi, who works here in a finance firm. Kunbi, are you a cereal shopper?
Sometimes, when there is cash.
When there's cash?
Yeah.
Like most people here, Kunbi can't wait for the election and all the uncertainty to be over so things can get back to normal, even though normal here means plagued by challenges. Nigeria feels like a country that's ready to take off, if only it wasn't weighed down by its politicians.